clauses and HR terminologies. Bumping rights, hours, no strike, wage, zipper clause, union security clause. Bumping rights. The rights of workers with greater seniority whose jobs are abolished to replace, bump, workers with less seniority, so that the worker who ultimately loses his or her job is not the worker whose job was abolished. Hours. Shift rights. No strike. No strike for duration of contract. Wage. Pay rate. Zipper clause. Both parties waive the right to demand bargaining on any matter not dealt with in the contract, regardless of whether that matter was contemplated when the contract was negotiated or signed. Union security clause. Protects union interests. Provision in a union contract requiring employees, as a condition of employment, to maintain union membership or pay union dues, or requiring an employer to check off dues from employees' wages. Grievances. Holidays, vacation, sick days, absence, performance evaluation, layoff, discipline, grievances, discharge. If complaint filed by an employee, union contract outlines how to resolve differences. Grievances involve collective bargaining agreements. Number 1. File complaint. Verbal or formally. Filed with supervisor. Supervisor and union meet within specified time frame. Number 2. Escalate complaint internally. Number 3. Goes to highest level internally. Number 4. Binding arbitration. Interest arbitration. Interest arbitration. Arbitrator clarifies contract language, resolving, interpreting, and applying the terms of an agreement. Arbitration. Makes resolution for conflicts. Dispute is resolved by an impartial arbitrator. Arbitration panels. Panel consisting of management, union, and neutral arbitration. AAA Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. Independent agency of the government. List of qualified arbitrators. Hearing. Presentation of evidence from both sides. HR professionals should lead in employee involvement. Employees are empowered and can make decisions and suggestions toward decisions in the work environment, and their actions have an impact on the company and employee job functions. Involvement leads to positive employee attitudes, better decisions, and long-term dedication to company and company goals. Frederick Taylor Scientific Management. Core points. Four objectives of scientific management. Number 1. The development of a skill for each element of a man's work to replace the old methods. Number 2. The systematic selection, training and development of workers as an alternative to allowing them to choose their own tasks and train themselves as best they could. Number 3. The development of a strength of vigorous cooperation between workers and management to ensure that work would be carried out in accordance with systematically devised procedures. Number 4. The division of work between workers and the management in equal shares, each group handling the work for which it is best fitted as a replacement for the former situation in which responsibility largely rested with the workers. Elton Mayo's Hawthorne. In observing work performance, managers can increase short-term improvement. The Hawthorne effect, also known as somebody upstairs cares syndrome, when people spend a large segment of their time at work, they must have a sense of belonging, of being part of a team. When they do, they produce better. This is called the Hawthorne effect. Job design characteristics. Job design characteristics. Tasks to be completed. Employee duties and responsibilities. Skill variety. Using various set of skills to complete the job. Task identity. Approaches the job from a total or finished view. Task significance. How important are the tasks involved? Autonomy. Employee work schedule freedom. Feedback. Sharing observations, concerns, and suggestions between persons or divisions of the organization with an intention of improving both personal and organizational performance. Job design characteristics. Job enlargement. Increasing the scope of a job through extending the range of its job duties and responsibilities. Job rotation. Moving employee through a schedule of assignments designed to give him or her a breadth of exposure to the entire operation. Job enrichment. Adding responsibility and tasks to the employee's job. Compressed work weeks allow the employee to get a full week's worth of work completed in less than the normal work week. It can help employees balance family and provide employees more personal time. Telecommuting allows for flexibility in work hours, with most work completed from home via computer. It lowers employer-employee costs and helps retain employees longer. Work records must be kept for work time, and extensive training and company security measures must be put in place.